sounding over the EPS district of Kilburnie, Wellington for an air raid trial, for a full test of the suburb's defences of its homes and its people. Wardens run from their homes to report for duty, clearing the streets as they go. In a raid, people mustn't stay in the street to watch or there'll be needless casualties. This is the Warden's Post, nerve centre of the district's EPS. The Chief Warden and Deputy Warden are arriving at the double.
Right.
Two strength reports in, Chief.
I'll take over, and you need them on the bullet.
Right.
Warden's Post. Strength report. Block 5. Time 2:10. Sender of message X. All present. Right.
This is a block headquarters. Men report to the block warden. First aid man, communications officer, runner and deputy warden must stand by. Each block's fire patrol car is ready and wardens go to complete their street clearing. Those who have no part in the emergency organization go to their domestic shelters, leaving their bathtubs full, buckets handy and the gas and current mains turned off. Throughout, the warden's post keeps in touch with all developments by means of runners and by telephone as long as the lines are undamaged.
Still no medical man on duty at Block 7.
We better have one sent,
yes.
First aid post? District warden here. There's no medical man in Block 7. Send a reserve immediately, will you? All right.
They're coming, sir. It's raining like blazes.
Supervisor reports bombers approaching. Is everybody on duty, Mr. Greenslade?
429 on duty. 31 yet to report.
Good.
So far, boys.
Warden's post. Incident report. Block 5. Time 2:34. Center of message E. Water main burst. Person's corner. Right. Deputy, will you advise the turncock?
Right-ho.
You can flag that.
The first incident, a direct hit on the water main with damage that will complicate firefighting if fires develop later. While the trial raid is on, army units are passing through the suburb and through some reinforced Wellington weather. Bren carriers weren't designed to keep out water spouts, but the army goes through with a will. Overhead, the Air Force too is helping to make civilian trials realistic. Incidents keep on happening and are reported to the Chief Warden.
What's that? High explosive bomb, Kilburnie Kinema. 6 casualties. Right. Send 2 ambulances to Kilburnie Kinema. The line's down. You better use a runner.
Very good.
Runner.
Message to the first aid post.
Yes, sir.
EPS is in full control of the streets while the raid lasts and directs all traffic. First aid men have been dealing with the casualties here. They will be taken to the district first aid post until those who need it can be got through to the city hospital. Now that high explosive bombs have damaged the water mains, incendiary bombs are to be expected.
Fire at the power station. Yes. Being dealt with by 2 patrol cars, right? Keep me posted. We'd better flag that.
Right.
Warden's post. Incident report. Block 9. Time 2:55. Sender's message. J. Unexploded bomb. 204 Coot Street. All right. We'll send cars to evacuate the neighboring houses. Don't fail to wipe off the streets.
People from the danger area around the unexploded bomb have to be taken to safety until the bomb has been removed by an army bomb disposal squad. This is a rush job and they can only take a minimum of luggage. The transport section takes them along to the district rest center. From here, they will go to emergency accommodation until they can return to their homes in safety. Meanwhile, incendiary bombs are falling and reports come in.
Powerhouse, 5 casualties. I'll send 2 ambulances.
Is there anything to go, sir?
Yes, just wait a moment. There's a fire at 42 Wanipu Road. The patrol cars are handling it. Just deliver that, will you?
Right.
To each of Kilburnie's 10 blocks is attached 1 fire patrol car. They can get to block fires in a matter of seconds. Their standard equipment is a pair of bucket pumps, a hose and axes.
Powerhouse fire, getting out of control. Fire chief, they require the services of the brigade.
Right.
Area 22 reporting. 2 patrol cars and truck squad at powerhouse. Fire out of control. Further assistance required. Repeat, please.
Station, the day's biggest incident has been created. A fire with the brigade aiding the EFS trailer pumps. Rescue and demolition squads are here too. Water is being drawn from the sea and through emergency overland mains. There goes the all clear. There's just the clearing up to do. Works gangs from city headquarters use bulldozers to fill in bomb craters. Ambulances arrive at the first aid post and unload their casualties. A rainy but eventful afternoon is over, leaving the district map well studded with incidents.
Well, that's that. You take over, Deputy. I'll go out and see how we stand.